This is your friend John Walden. Can you spare about 5 minutes? Oh, yes, you can. Nobody's that busy. Let's take a little time to get something that might be a help to our souls. From 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we read these last two verses of the chapter. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now this is said to believers. If you're not a believer, you are one of them, and you couldn't come out from among them. The only way that you can be on the other side is to be born again. When you receive Christ as your Savior, you're brought into the family of God, and you're called one of His dearly beloved. Now, it's true that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, but you will never know a Father's love until you receive Christ and are born into the Father's family. Now, He tells us as Christians, as believers, that we are to be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, and this means in many ways, socially, in marriage, in business partnership. If I'm talking to some Christian who is anticipating an unholy yoke, either marriage or business, or anything of this kind, read 2 Corinthians chapter 6 carefully. And you'll not go into anything like this so displeasing to the Lord. It isn't that God considers us to be better, but we are separated unto Him. We belong to Him. This is what the word sanctification means. It means set apart. We belong to the Lord. Now He says, I want you to come out from among them and be separate. This doesn't mean to be hermits. Doesn't mean to be unfriendly. But it means that we have nothing in common with those who reject our Savior. And therefore, we are here to be witnesses to them and to be a help to them, but not to join in with their ungodly ways. Now, there's a promise connected with this. If you will come out from among them and live a separated life, He says, I will be a father unto you. Now, He is already our father if we have been born into His family. But you know, there's such a thing as being a father to a son and not being allowed to be a father to him. Do you understand what I mean? God would like to show Himself your father. He would like to do a father's part to you. He would like you to act like His son or daughter. And this is not true of all Christians. Some Christians are not acting like the sons and daughters of the Lord. They are not enjoying a father's fellowship. You see, the Father would like to do a lot of wonderful things for you since you have been born into His family. It isn't enough for Him that He simply save you from hell and take you to heaven. Wonderful as that is, that's only the beginning of the Christian life. And no Christian should ever be satisfied with a kind of a fire insurance policy. Well, I won't be lost now, so that's all I want. Why, He tells us that the reason Christ died for us is that He might bring us to God. Before sin came into the world, God enjoyed fellowship with Adam. When Adam sinned against Him, God immediately set about to reconcile the fallen race unto Himself. To reconcile us means to bring us back to Himself. God wants to enjoy your company, and He wants you to enjoy His company. And if you're not enjoying the fellowship that God has for you, you're missing the very best. Fellowship is a two-way road. We have to listen to Him. We have to talk to Him. And when you listen to Him through His Word and then speak to Him in prayer, you begin to know what a wonderful thing it is to have fellowship with the Lord. So His promise to us is given to us as an incentive to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Our Father, we pray Thee that Thou will bless Thy word, save the lost, we pray Thee, and help Thy children to remember that we are redeemed, that we belong to Thee, and help us live lives that are holy and pleasing unto God. We thank thee for our Savior in his name. Amen.